guys because they've been in there longer than we have. They help you through it. You know, they're surprisingly, you know, really helpful with younger guys, helping them learn the offense and everything. And we're just here to work and keep playing football together.
How well can this locker room handle guys in and out and business, the business
side? It happens. You know, we understand that that's what's going to happen. So, you know, we're awesome friends while we're here, and, you know, some people disappear.
Change the subject a little bit. Rashad Johnson, you played with in college. Tell me about him. How far did he come last year? There's an opening right there at right guard. Just talk to me a little bit about him.
You know, well, that's, you know, what happens is, you know, it's up to him. We're here to work, play football. You know, that's not him. His stuff isn't any of my business. But it was awesome playing with him in college. You know, he transferred in from a D1 school as a D2 guy. So it was awesome playing with him. You know, I kept in touch with him through his year in the league before here, and then when we picked him up last season, I was, you know, it was awesome to have two, you know, D2 guys play together next to each other. So it was great seeing a, you know, a familiar face and everything, and talking about our days at Cal, you know, having fun.
He was a D2 guy and a D1 body, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did go, you know, he ended up at Cal, so, but, you know, he went to the NFL from Cal, so, you know, we call him a D2 guy, you know, there's a lot of big people in Division II, you know, it's just a matter of getting the right looks and being at the right place, right times, kind of thing.
How's it feel to be here, to pull into campus here, get ready to go?
You know, last year, you know, I was definitely nervous as heck, you know, getting ready for my first NFL camp. Second time around, it's more excitement, you know. I'm excited to get to work out here. You know, it's pretty damn hot today. It's a little more excitement this time around, knowing what to expect, what's going to happen, and just getting ready to have fun.
Excited to see everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Seeing guys, you know, I just saw Ricky Henry. I was yelling at him out the window when he was coming in the parking lot and everything. It's great to see people that, you know, that everybody kind of breaks off and trains where they want to train. You miss teammates, you know, over a month of summer.
One more thing on Rashad. So when he came there, I mean, did he really just kind of elevate things? I mean, did he make you better? What was his impact when he came there?
Well, I was able to, you know, talk to him. He was, a big person. He's, you know, he's about half an inch taller than I am. You know, he's got the dreads, so it looks taller. It was, you know, it was good to talk to him because he already had looks and everything. He was already on the websites and everything. So, you know, I was able to talk to him and be like, hey, you know, what do you think my chances are, you know, of getting a chance at this? Rashad told me, you know, he told me, he's like, hey, keep working, man. I bet you're going to get, you know, you're going to get a chance to get drafted here. And so he was like, you know, one of the first people to you know, really help me believe that it was, you know, it was a possibility to go from a D2 school, out of high school, keep working and go and get a chance. So,
making a